Hello, I'm looking for John, please.
I'm looking for you. Who are you?
Hi, John. It's Debbie Calton at WMGK Radio in Philadelphia.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you? It's good to hear your voice.
I've got a quirky voice this morning.
You're here in the States now, right? Aren't you?
Yeah, I live in Central California. There's too much pollen, so I've got a bit of a virus.
Oh, I see. Okay. But you have started this tour that you're doing, right? A couple of days ago?
No. I went up to Aspen, and that was really great. And now we're going to start next week. Yeah, it was real fun.
Well, we're looking forward to having you here in Philadelphia at the Keswick Theater. Of course, you have a very rich history with this city.
Yeah, it's a yes city. We've actually got the key to Philadelphia.
Yeah. Now, what year was that? Do you recall?
I've got it in my back pocket. No.
I was working at another radio station way back when. We were part of when you were doing the Millersville, the rehearsals for 90125, and you played softball with us. So, you know, you've been a friend to the radio people, and in your performance here in Philadelphia is on Ed Shockey's birthday. Did you realize that?
I was told that last week. I'm very excited. I wish him the best when I'm on stage and think about him every time I'm in Philadelphia.
Absolutely, yes. And Ed Shockey was instrumental in bringing your music to this city. There's a big gratitude from our vantage point and from yours as well.
He was like a second, sixth member of the band when we were in Philadelphia.
Yes, yes. We would hear loads of stories about Ed Shockey backstage. Hungry Ed, I believe he was called.
That was it.
Let's talk about the show that you're going to be doing at the Keswick. Obviously, touring must be very different for you these days as opposed to the Yes days when I would imagine you'd have trucks and trucks of people and equipment and all of that. And this is really scaled down. Is it just you? Do you have other people performing with you?
No, it's just me, guitar, dulcimer, ukulele, piano, and a microphone.
Well, that must be fun. And then you always tell such wonderful stories, too.
There's so many of them.
You have certainly lived a lot of them. And I just wanted to say, too, how long have you and your wife, Jane, been married?
20 years this year. Last year. 21 years this year.
As far as rock and roll marriages go, that's really wonderful. And you always refer to her and you always include her when you're talking about yourself. And I just think it's absolutely a wonderful thing. So congratulations.
Well, she's my soulmate, you know. I'm so blessed.
And that's wonderful to find somebody like that. And you always come across as so positive and joyous. And even though, I don't know, you may be so over talking about the split from Yes, but, you know, you've always put a very positive spin on everything. Now, you were ill there for a while. I presume that is in the past now, the illness that precipitated the whole Yes thing.
It's just going through life. Life is like that. There's some ups and some downs. Today I've got this virus, and I'm just getting over it. So my voice is a bit wonky. But when I look back at the music we did with Yes and the tours, I'm always feel great.
And I would presume you bring that Yes music into this one-man show that you're doing now.
Yeah, well, I wrote a lot of the songs for the band, so I take the songs originally as I wrote them on guitar and sing them, and it's wonderful to do because I can hear myself.
You're not fighting for space. Yeah, I can see that. Well, now, in addition to the Yes songs, what else do you bring to this show?
Well, I do some John and Vangelis songs. I write a couple of songs I want the audience to sing with me. I'm actually going to do Gain the Life on ukulele.
Oh, fun.
That's going to be fun. And Elias of Sun Hill songs. They just released Elias a new pressing on CD. So I do a couple of those songs and just have fun because if I'm having fun, the audience is having fun.
Absolutely. And you have wonderful fans. You have such supportive fans that it's definitely going to be a good time. Now, is there an opening act for you or is it an evening with John Anderson?
I think, I have no idea. It probably is an evening with me, and I'll get my wife to come out and do a tap dance before.
Have to have her waiting in the wings just in case, right?
Just in case, yeah.
I love that. That's so funny. And about how long is your set?
About 3 feet. No, it's nearly 2 hours, actually.
terrific.
Yeah, hour and 45, about that.
Well, that is wonderful. Your show here in Philadelphia. Have you played the Keswick Theater before?
I'm not sure.
It is a beauty. You know, it's a wonderful venue. The acoustics are tremendous.
I'm looking forward to being in Philadelphia no matter what.
Well, we always look forward to having you here. Your show at the Keswick Theater is on April 2nd, which is, I look at the calendar, a Wednesday night, and we will get the word out. And I don't want to tax your voice any longer because we want you to be ready for this tour. So thank you for taking the time, John Anderson, and we'll see you then.
Thank you. I wish you well. Thank you.